CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
Cities or technology. Massive life form readings, though. There's something alive down there, all right. Yes, I'm sure Dagobah's perfectly safe for droids, R2. Let's go in a little lower. See if we can pick up some terrain features.
I know, R2. I hear you. All my scopes just went dead. I can't see a thing through this cloud layer. I just can't tell what's doing it. Well, we can't turn back now. Just hang on. I'm gonna start the landing cycle. Brace yourself, R2.
Our TIE fighters have been unable to re-establish contact with the Millennium Falcon.
Well, Captain Nida?
Considering the number of smaller craft we've lost in the asteroid field and the damage to our Star Destroyers, intelligence has concluded that the Falcon and her crew have been destroyed.
No, Captain Nida, they are alive. I want every ship in the fleet to sweep this asteroid field until they are found and captured.
Lord Vader, we've had a priority signal.
What is it, Admiral Beard?
The Emperor commands you to make contact with him.
Move my flagship out of the asteroid field at once, so that I may send a clear transmission. Prepare my communications vault.
At once, Lord Vader.
Thy servant awaits thee on bended knee, my Emperor. What is thy bidding?
There is a great disturbance in the Force, Vader.
Yes, I have felt it.
We have a new enemy. Luke Skywalker.
Yes, my master.
He could destroy us.
He's just a boy, almost untrained, scarcely tested, and Obi-Wan can no longer help him.
The Force is strong within him. The son of Skywalker must not become a Jedi.
If he could be turned, he would become a powerful ally.
Yes. He would be a great asset. Can it be done?
He will join us or die, Master.
How will you find him?
I shall tempt him with bait he cannot resist. Once I have the Millennium Falcon in hand, Luke Skywalker is as good as ours.
Go forth then, faithful servant, and work my will.
Oh, terrific landing. Right into a marsh. No, stay in your socket, R2. It's only a short wade to shore. I'll have a look around. No, lock yourself down, R2. If you don't look, you're gonna lose your balance. R2! R2? R2-D2, where are you? Will you be more careful? Lucky the water's only periscope deep. Look, I'll meet you over there. See it? Over on shore. R2! R2, the shore's over that way. Hey, R2! Over this way! The bank isn't as steep here. R2! There's something behind you! It's coming right towards you! R2, get up here! Hurry! R2! Answer me! R2-D2? Oh, no. What? R2! Hey! Hey, are you all right? Say something! Come on, stand up, little buddy. Whatever that thing was, it spit you out. You're lucky you don't taste very good. Anything broken? Good. You know, if you're saying that coming here was a bad idea, I think I'm beginning to agree with you. Oh, R2, what are we doing here? It's like something out of a dream, or I don't know. I'm not even sure how I got us here. Oh, never mind. Night's coming on. We better set up camp. That's the last of the gear. You ready for a recharge, R2? Okay. There you go, R2. You're welcome. What are friends for? Now all I gotta do is find this Yoda. If he even exists. I don't know either. I mean, I don't even know where to start. I was expecting a fortress or something. Swamp Planet's a pretty strange place to find a Jedi Master. This place gives me the creeps, too. Oh, you're right. I could use a little supper.
Still, there's something familiar about this place. I don't know. I feel like...
Feel like what, stranger?
Like we're being watched.
Oh, don't shoot! Away put your blaster! Only my walking stick have I. No harm to you or the droid, I mean.
Listen, sneaking up on somebody's a good way to get yourself roasted, little friend.
Merely curious am I. I am wondering, why are you here? Please slay me not.
Oh, come on, you can get down off that log. It's just, I was looking for someone.
Looking? Found someone you have, I would say.
Yes, but a green gnome isn't what I had in mind.
Help you I can, stranger. Yes?
I don't think so, little guy. I'm looking for a great warrior.
Ah, great warrior. Wars not make one great. Ah, in time for eating have I arrived. Oh, plenty there is.
Put that down. R2 and I are gonna... Hey, that's my dinner.
Awful it tastes. How you get so big, stranger, eating food of that kind?
Listen, pal, I'm not exactly wild about survival rations either. I mean, we didn't mean to land in that mud puddle. If we'd get our ship out, we would, but we can't. So why don't you just run along and do whatever it is that you...
Cannot get your ship out. What else you have in these metal boxes besides bad food, eh?
Hey, leave those alone.
So many useless things you carry around.
Look out! You could have broken that power capsule.
Worthless are these gadgets.
Why don't you open those big green ears of yours and listen to me? You're making a mess. Give me back that energy lamp, will you?
No! No, stranger! Mine it is, or I will help you not!
Hey, look, I don't want your help. I want my lamp back. I'm gonna need it to get out of this slimy mud hole.
Mud hole? Slimy? My home, this is! not for you to say such things about my... Oh! No, Troy, no! My lab! No! Let it go!
R2...
Let go him out, your droid! My! You tell him, stranger!
R2, let him have it. I mean, just so he'll leave.
Mine.
Oh, sure, yours. Now, will you move along, little fella? R2 and I have a lot of work to do.
Oh, no, generous stranger. Stay and help you, I will. Find your friend.
I am not looking for a friend. I'm looking for a Jedi Master. He's supposed to be here on Dagobah.
Jedi Master? Yoda. You seek Yoda.
What? You know him?
Take you to him, I will.
Yes.
Yes. But now we must eat. No. Not this nonsense food of yours. Come to my house.
No, wait a second.
What food have I there? Sorry you will not be. Come.
But...
Follow me, big stranger. Come.
Oh, my brother. R2, stay here and watch after the camp. No, R2, I have to find this Yoda. I haven't got any choice. Don't worry. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Come in. That's right. Low, keep your head. Careful. Careful.
Oh, no. Boy, low is your ceiling. I mean, your ceiling's kind of low.
High enough for me, it is. Giants like you must bend. Over there on the floor, sit yourself.
Okay.
Time now for food.
Hey, listen, do you usually keep all these snakes and lizards around your house?
Or? My friends, they are, and harm nothing. Usually.
What?
Wiser you would be not to sit upon them.
Thanks for the warning.
On the table is your spoon.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm sure that stuff's delicious, but I just don't understand why we can't see this Yoda right now. I mean, I wouldn't mind traveling in the rain if that's the problem.
Here, your bowl tick.
Okay.
For the Jedi, it is time to eat as well. Eat! Eat! Hot! Good food! Good!
That's great. Listen, how far away is Yoda? Will it take us long to get to him?
Not far. Yoda, not far. Patience! Soon you will be with him. Eat now! Root leaf it is! I cook!
Root leaf for me. Thanks, it's great.
Yes, thank you. Now. Why you wish to become Jedi?
You know, pal, you're asking a lot of questions.
In my home, are you? A guest eating my food?
But I never even asked you to bring me to this hut. I don't see why...
Oh, polite should you be. Nothing would it cost you. Why a Jedi, then?
Well, mostly because of my father, I guess.
Ah, your father? Powerful Jedi, was he? Powerful Jedi.
Oh, come on. How could you know my father? You don't even know who I am. Oh, I don't even know what I'm doing here. I've got friends waiting for me. I should be with them.
So
I've got to find the man who murdered my father. Here I am, sitting around this hut in a swamp planet.
Uh-huh. And find him you would? For revenge?
This is getting me nowhere. I'm wasting my time here.
I cannot teach this one. The boy has no patience, Obi-Wan.
He will learn patience, Master.
What? Ben? But how?
Much anger in him, Obi-Wan. Like his father is he.
And was I any different when you taught me, Master?
This one is not ready, Obi-Wan.
Yoda. You. But I am ready, Yoda. Ben? Ben, I can be a Jedi. Ben, tell him I'm ready.
Ready are you? Loud, unthinking youngster are you? What know you of ready?
But Ben told me to come to you so that I could learn...
For 800 years have I trained Jedi. My own counsel will I keep on who is to be trained.
Yoda. Master. I don't mean to sound...
No right have you to call me by that word. You have not earned it. A Jedi must have the deepest commitment. The most serious mind?
Oh, how can I convince you?
Oh, Obi-Wan. A long time have I watched this one. All his life has he looked away to the future, to the horizon. Never his mind on where he was. Oh. What was he doing? What were you doing, eh, boy?
Oh, hey, listen, I didn't see it like that. Maybe you're right. But Yoda, I never had anyone to teach me any different.
And so you dreamt of adventure, eh? Excitement, eh?
But
a Jedi craves not these things. Reckless are you, son of Skywalker!
So was I, if you remember, Master.
He's too old, Obi-Wan. Yes, too old to begin the training, Luke Skywalker.
No. I've learned so much, Master. Yoda. Ben. Ben, if I can't do it, if I'm not worthy, then why was I brought here? Won't you both at least let me understand why I had to go through this? Please.
Will he finish what he begins?
Luke must answer for himself and live by his answer.
I won't fail you, Yoda. Or you, Ben. I don't want anything the way I want this. Yes. Yes, Yoda. And I'm not afraid.
But you will be, son of Skywalker. You will be. Tastes good, but more Mos extract it needs. Who is at my window? Oh, R2-D2, little droid. Inside would I invite you, but bend down you cannot.
Yoda?
Master?
Here am I, young Skywalker. How feel you?
I feel good. In fact, I feel great.
Good. Your strength will you need. Later we will eat.
No, breakfast can wait. I want to start learning right away. I have so many
questions to... must you be! Here!
What?
On your shoulders, put this.
A knapsack? What am I carrying?
In it will I ride, while you train your body, while you train your mind.
All right. Master, Dagobah doesn't show up on any chart. And the instruments can't penetrate the cloud layer. How can that be?
My privacy do I value?
Oh. Now, where's my weapons belt? Oh, here. Got it.
Think you that you must have weapons? Bring them then, if you feel you must. Now, bend down, but onto your back I may climb.
Right. Up you go. Yoda, would you rather that I didn't take my weapons along?
No more questions! Come! The growing begins! The way of the Jedi. Tired are you, With Yoda on your back? Open yourself to the Force! Now run! Run! Stop here! Be still for a moment, young Skywalker.
All that exercise, and I'm still not tired out. I must be doing it right.
Yes. A Jedi's strength flows from the Force. Feel it. Contemplate it. But beware of the dark side.
The dark side. That's what won Vader over. And made him murder my father.
If once down the dark path you start, forever will it dominate your destiny. Consume you it will, as it did Obi-Wan's apprentice.
I see him in my dreams, and I think his name so often. Darth Vader. Is the dark side stronger?
No. Quicker, easier, more seductive.
How am I to know the good side from the bad?
You will know. When you are calm, at peace, passive. A Jedi uses the Force for knowledge and defense, never for attack.
Master, Tell me why I can't use it so that I can
No. There's no why. Nothing more will I teach you today. Set me down.
But there's so much that I need to know so
no,
that I can...
clear your mind of questions and set me down!
All right. Right here. Hi, R2. You've been watching after my gear, huh? I'll take it.
Thanks.
Master, I'm gonna take R2 and recharge his power reserves. I'll be back in about...
What is it?
I don't know, there's... something not right in this place. I feel cold. Master, please, look at me.
What do you sense?
Death. That cave there, under that tree, there's something I can't quite see.
That place is strong with the dark side. A domain. Of evil it is.
I can feel it. I will smell it.
Into it. You must go.
But why?
Told you I have. There is no why.
What's in there?
Only what you take into the cave with you, Luke Skywalker.
All right. If you say so, I'll go.
Your weapons. You will not need them. Your blaster not, nor your lightsaber.
What?
You will not need them. But yours is the decision.
I think I'll keep them with me. R2, stay here. I'll be back. Who's here? Answer me! I know you're here. I can feel it. Show yourself. You. Well, why don't you say something? You know who I am, don't you? I'm Ben Kenobi's friend. Skywalker's son! Come on! Stand your ground, Duke! Vader. His face. When the mask fell away.
What?
It was mine. Vader's face was mine.
Think. Feel. Calmly. Focus yourself. And all other things will come to you. What said I to you?
You said that what was in the cave was only what I took in with me.
Yes.
Oh, but what have I learned?
You must say.
My enemy's face. My enemy's face is my own.
Sandwich is a quick meal that you can make easily with a variety of ingredients you have around your home.
Sandwiches usually consist of meat, cheese, vegetables, and condiments in between two slices of bread.
You can experiment with different ingredients in your sandwich, or you can follow a recipe to make a well-known classic.
Once you make your sandwich, enjoy it hot or cold with your favorite side.
On Friday, January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art programming. It's a full day of spoken word, drone, field recordings, sound collage, thunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound art, and noise. CITR's 24 Hours of Radio Art, January 17th, Listen live or online at citr.ca.
A sandwich is a quick meal that you can make easily with a variety of ingredients you have around your home.
Sandwiches usually consist of meat, cheese, vegetables, and condiments in between two slices of bread.
You can experiment with different ingredients in your sandwich, or you can follow a recipe.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives.
Not too far to catch a friend, drink until they're bitter ends. We shall spend time cars.
Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
As you requested.
Very good, Admiral. You bounty hunters, heed me well. There will be a substantial reward for the one who finds the Millennium Falcon. You may use any methods necessary, but I want those rebels alive. Is that clear? I wish to hear from you in particular, Boba Fett. I will tolerate no disintegrations.
It shall be as you command.
Then go, all of you, and do not forget what I have said. Your lives depend upon it.
My Lord Vader.
Well, Admiral Piet.
My Lord, the rebels are within our grasp. Captain Nita and the Avenger have the Millennium Falcon under close pursuit.
I want that ship, Piet. Relay that to Captain Nita.
Yes, my Lord.
Whatever the cost, I want the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, thank goodness we're coming out of the asteroid field.
The Imperials are still on us and they're getting closer, man.
Relax, sister. We're about to lose them. Ready for light speed, Chewie? Bye, Starfleet. We'll keep in touch. One, two, and three.
It's not fair.
No light speed?
It's not my fault.
Sir, we just lost the main rear deflector shield. One more direct hit on the Falcon stern and we're done for.
Chewie, bring her about. I said bring her about. I'm going to put all power to the forward shields.
Hold it. You're not going to attack them.
Inspiration is my specialty. Ready to landing call, Chewie.
Landing call?
Sir, the odds of surviving a direct assault on an Imperial Star Destroyer...
Shut up!
The Imperials have their deflectors at full power. They cut their speed.
Yeah, they're getting cautious. Got any objections, Leia?
You've already been an Imperial prisoner, remember? Run, or fight, or do anything you want except surrender.
We're on a collision course!
No, not quite. Hang out the landing claw, Chewie. Kill the engines. Shut her down, Chewie. Lights out. The claw's secure.
Yes, but to the hull of an Imperial Star Destroyer. Our existence is nearly over.
No, we're on their upper works, see? Spot. We came in so fast, they lost track of us.
Well, you picked a perfect place. I'll give you that, Flyboy.
Yeah. The Imperials will think we got to light speed somehow.
And now what do?
We wait it out. Trust me.
I knew it. I knew he'd say that.
Captain Nita has come aboard, Lord Vader.
Bring him before me at once.
Lord Vader, the Millennium Falcon has eluded us. We are not sure how. She's too small a vessel to carry a cloaking device.
Is that so, Captain?
I accept full responsibility and extend my deepest apology. Her crew was very resourceful. They
are minor criminals. Marginal outlaws. You are inept.
No, Lord.
And
Vader,
ineptitude is of no use to me or the Empire.
Oh, my Lord! Oh, I beg you!
Your apology is accepted, Captain Nida. Admiral Piet.
Yes, my Lord.
Your report.
The Starfleet has completed its scan of the area and found nothing. If the Millennium Falcon went to lightspeed, she could be on the other side of the galaxy by now.
Alert all commands. Calculate every possible destination along their last known course.
Yes, my lord. We'll find that ship.
Do not fail me again, Admiral Piet.
Alert all commands. Deploy the fleet. Make preparations for light speed at once.
Use the Force, young Skywalker. Remember the balance within, and the balance without. Yes, feet in the sky! Good.
What now, Master?
Burdens you must learn to bear. The first will be your teacher. Hold still.
Hey,
perch on your big foot, I will. Steady. Do it, you can. Rely not on your muscles alone. To what you are doing, must you attune yourself? Good. Good. Now, that stone. Into the air when you raise it, with your mind alone. Feel the stone. Float in the air. And concentrate.
What's the matter with...
Warn me, you should, before you decide to collapse.
But I didn't... Master, R2's trying to tell us something.
Into the marshes, your fighter! Sinking! Have you no ears?
My ship? Oh no, R2, come on! We gotta save her, hurry! No... Oh, no, look at that. There it goes. We're never gonna get the ship out of there now, R2.
Never? So impossible, is it? So certain are you? Young Skywalker, always with you, it cannot be done. If you wish to lift it out, do so.
Master, raising stones into the air is one thing. Raising my fighter out of the swamp, that's totally different.
No! No different. Only different. In your mind. Unlearn. You must unlearn what you have learned before.
But this is so much more.
Do it. Raise it. Bring it here to the shore.
All right. I'll give it a try.
No. Do or do not. There is no try. Now. Focus. Feel the ship.
The ship.
Concentrate. Open yourself to the Force.
It's so heavy. I'm losing. Can't hold it up. Master, the fighter's too big.
Size matters not. Look at me. Judge me by my size, do you?
Of course not, but I never meant that you were...
And well, you should not. For my ally is the Force, and a powerful ally it is.
I know that. I'm trying to know.
Life creates it, makes it grow. Its energy surrounds us and binds us. Luminous beings are we. See, this arm of yours. We are not this crude matter, not flesh and bone. You must feel the Force around you.
here, between you, me, this tree, that rock, everywhere. Yes, even between the land and your ship.
Master, I truly wish I could raise it, but you want the impossible.
Told you, did I not? All things are subordinate to the Force. Now see.
What?
Bigger than the storm, are you? Smaller than the ship, am I? And yet...
Hyperspace. It's just what we've been waiting for.
Oh, no.
Chewie, go aft and stand by the manual release for the landing crew.
Your Highness, I must point out that surrender is a perfectly acceptable alternative in extreme
Leia.
Circumstances. The Empire may be gracious enough to reconsider its attitude and make a
Sorry, 3PO.
Ah, the nap will do him good. He's been through a lot.
What do you have in mind for our next move, James?
Well, if the fleet follows standard Imperial procedure, they'll dump their garbage before they go to light speed. And then we just let loose and float away?
With the rest of the garbage? Well, well. You're actually thinking instead of reacting. What do we do then?
There, we gotta find ourselves a safe port somewhere. You got any ideas?
Where are we?
I know it, system. Let's see what the data banks say.
I know it, system. There's not very much around here.
No. Well, wait.
I'm getting pretty good at that.
Lando.
Lando, system?
Lando's not a system, he's a man. Lando Calrissian. He's a card player, a gambler, a scoundrel. You'd like him.
Oh, thanks.
He's on the planet Bespin. That's pretty far from here, but I think we can make it on sublight engines.
What does that say? Cloud City? It's a mining colony?
Yeah, Tabana gas mine. Floating refinery, suspended in the atmosphere.
How'd one of your friends get into an honest line of work?
Lando conned somebody out of Cloud City. We go back a long way, Lando.
Can you trust this Lando?
Of course not.
No, of course not.
But he's got no love for the Empire.
Look, they're unloading their junk.
Hey, Chewie, here we go. Stand by the claw.
Well, will you look at that? Just like you said.
Looks like a zero-gravity scrapyard, doesn't it? Wish the taxpayers could see this. Detach the claw, partner.
It's working. What do you know? You do have your moments, hon.
Clean living and a pure heart triumph again.
The fleet's accelerating.
Into hyperspace. And good riddance to it.
Now, if our luck will just hold out, we can...
Quit that kind of talk. It's a piece of cake from here on in. We hit Bespin, Lando fixes the Falcon, and we head for the rendezvous. Stand by, Chewie.
At least I get to find out if it's true.
If what's true?
All that stuff about honor among thieves.
Why don't you buckle in and give it a rest?
further control of the Force, lift you from the ground to your concentration hold. Ten. Head down. Feet in the air. Your control, remember. Well done. No limits are there to one who reaches out to the Force. Your equipment there. Raise that box.
There up.
Yes, effort must there be. But within you is the power.
Hold still, R2.
You go.
No, don't worry. I won't let you fall.
Be serene. There is your strength. Through the Force, things will you see. Other places, the future, the past, old friends long gone.
But how will I know? On? Leia, no, no!
Control. You must learn control. You do not concentrate.
I saw a city in the clouds. A floating city.
Friends have you there?
Yes, Han and Leia and the others. They were in pain.
It is the future, you see.
Future? Will they die? Please, Master, I have to know.
Difficult to tell. Always in motion is the future.
But I've got to go to them.
You act in haste. All calm. Have you lost all wisdom?
I can't just let them be killed.
Decide you must how to serve their best. If you leave now, help them you could. But you would destroy all for which they have fought and suffered.
But... all right. I believe you, Master. But I feel as though I'm being torn in two.
Lillian Falcon, this is Cloud City Control. Not deviate from your present course. Our interceptors will escort you for a landing. There will be no further warning shots. The next time we'll fire for effect.
Rather touchy, aren't they?
Han, I thought you were friends with this Lando person.
Ah, be quiet, Chewie. That was a long time ago. I'm sure Lando's forgotten all about that by now.
All about what? What are you getting us into?
Nothing.
There, just as I thought, we're in dreadful peril once again.
You really gotta do something about your morale problem, 3PO.
So, if you don't level with me right this second, I am going
little
to...
Little misunderstanding me and Lando had a while back.
Millennium Falcon, this is Cloud City Control. You're cleared for landing on platform 327.
See? Nothing to worry about.
Be advised, you are being tracked by our weapon systems.
Who's worried, huh?
I, for one, I must confess.
There's Cloud City.
I'll give you this much. It's beautiful.
But, what holds it up? Are you certain it's safe?
Chewie says not to forget, you still got that cutoff switch on your back, 3PO.
Oh.
Okay, there's the landing platform.
Shouldn't we have waited inside the Falcon, Princess Leia? There's no one here to meet us. It seems rather ominous.
I don't like it either, Han.
Well, what would you like, Your Highness?
Perhaps it will be all right. After all, they did permit us to land.
Lots of predators hunt that way, 3PO.
Don't worry. Everything's gonna be fine. Trust me.
Every time he employs that phrase, my circuitry becomes erratic. Ooh. Look over there.
Yeah. It's Lando.
All those surly gentlemen with the guns.
Oh, dear, this is going to be a congenial reunion, isn't it?
Right. Hugs and kisses.
So, Han Solo, it is you.
See? My friend. Chewie, your eyes open.
You slimy double-crossing, no-good swindler.
Uh-oh.
Guards, cover them!
We're done.
Been a long time, Lando.
Solo, you've got a lot of guts coming to Cloud City after what you've pulled on me.
Who? Me?
You might as well put up your fist now. I'm gonna knock you down either way.
No, hey!
I just wanted to see if you can still duck as fast as you used to. How you doing, you old pirate? Where you been?
He seems very friendly, doesn't he, Your Highness?
Oh, here and there, business as usual. Nothing honest?
Yes, 3PO, very friendly.
Of course not, profit margin's too low. And what are you two doing here?
repairs to the Falcon. I thought you could help me out, Lando.
What have you two lunatics done to my ship?
Your ship? Hey, you lost her to me fair and square.
A lucky day for you, only thing you ever did right. And how you been, Chewbacca? You still hanging around with this loser?
Hello. What do we have here? What a charming young lady.
Lando, this is...
Welcome, my dear. I'm Lando Calrissian, administrator of this facility. And who might you be?
I'm Leia. How do you do?
And welcome, Leia. You have definitely improved my day.
All right, you old smooth.
Come in, all of you.
Thanks. Come on, Leia. I knew we could count on you, Lando.
Hello, Administrator Calrissian. I am C-3PO, Human-Cyborg Relations. My entire facilities are...
Yeah. Come on along, Chewbacca. Leia, you'll have to tell me what these two did to the prettiest starship that ever graced the sky.
Well, really, sometimes humans can be so insensitive. What a remarkable... place. So many life forms, not automata.
What's wrong with the Falcon, man?
Hyperdrive. Slows down twice.
No, that's all no problem. I'll get my people to work on it right away.
Thanks, Lando. That's one I owe you.
My pleasure. You know, Leia, that ship saved my life any number of times.
She has a habit of doing that sort of thing.
It's the fastest hunk of junk in the galaxy.
It's a gas mine. Still paying off for you?
Oh, not as well as I'd like. We're a small outpost here by Imperial standards and not very self-sufficient.
You seem to be prospering.
I've had supply problems with every car. I've had labor difficulties. I've been... So funny, man.
You. Listen to you. You sound like a businessman, a responsible leader.
Leia, don't you laugh at me, too.
I won't, Administrator Calrissian.
We're going to have to get you used to my first name. Come, I'll show you to your quarters. Yeah, it's true. I am responsible these days.
How unfortunate for you.
It's the price you pay for being successful this way.
This is so interesting. Oh, dear, where did they go? Dear, what shall I do now? Another relations droid. Oh, how nice to see a familiar face. Hello.
I'll be rude in Chiltan.
How rude. Obviously an inferior design. Well, oh, what's this? A technical facility. How marvelous. Why, that sounds like an R2 unit in there. I wonder. Hello, is anyone there?
You. Who are you?
Oh, my. I'm terribly sorry, sir. I didn't mean to intrude. I'll just go on my way.
Come back here,
no,
you.
No, please, don't get up.
Hold still.
Oh, wait. Oh, this is all a terrible misunderstanding. I've been shot.
All right, R2, let's see how the engines sound. Not bad, considering she was underwater. Okay, shut them down.
Look. You are being impulsive, unthinking. You must not go.
But they'll die if I don't.
You don't know that for certain, Luke.
Then?
Even Yoda cannot see their fate there in Cloud City.
But I can help them. I feel the Force.
But you cannot control it. This is a dangerous time for you, Luke, when you will be tempted by the dark side of the Force.
Yes, to Obi-Wan, you listen, Luke.
Master, I promise to return and finish what I've begun. You have my word.
It is you and your abilities the Emperor wants. That is why your friends are made to suffer.
That is why I have to go.
Luke, I don't want to lose you to the Emperor the way I lost Vader.
You won't, Ben.
Stopped they must be. On this all depends.
If you choose to face Vader, you will do it alone. I cannot interfere.
I understand. R2, fire up the converters.
Luke, don't give in to hate that leads to the dark side.
Strong is Vader. Mind what you have learned, youngster. Save you it can.
I will, Master. And I'll return. I promise. You'll see.
Obi-Wan, told you I did. Reckless is he. And now... matters are even worse than before.
That boy is our last hope.
No, there is another.
And you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. Good evening. My name is Brian McDonald, and that's all the time we have for Scald's Hall tonight. Coming up, we have some wonderful tunes to round off the evening. So from all of us in Vancouver, please have a safe and happy weekend.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.